Hello, and welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show, a podcast to help you unlock tremendous growth for your app. My name is Shamant Rao. I'm the CEO of the boutique growth marketing firm Rocketship HQ and host of the podcast Mobile User Acquisition Show. In each episode, we feature experts in the field of mobile growth and discuss strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile growth marketing. By the end of each episode, you will have gained actionable and tactical insights that will help you make more informed decisions in your own work around growth. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is produced by Merrill Vincent, Content Marketing Manager at Rocketship HQ.
As we've talked about before, hook rates are critical for performance marketing, not just for UGC, but also for animated video ads. While it might seem obvious that users will scroll past a video that fails to engage them immediately, it's worthwhile to dive deeper into the reasons and the mechanics behind this behavior. And a good way to do that is to look at the analogy of a hook rate to D1 retention rates. And as you may be familiar with, and as you may be aware, D1 retention is a pivotal metric that determines the success or failure of a game or consumer app. That is because activation within D1, so if a user is completing a tutorial, making a first purchase, or taking other significant actions, this marks them as activated. Conversely, if a user disengages by D1, subsequent efforts typically have almost no impact, because the user has basically churned from the game, irrespective of how amazing your content may be downstream of D1. Now, viewing this from the perspective of video ads, the retention profile of a video mirrors that of a game or a consumer app, albeit on a condensed timescale. In gaming, retention is tracked from D0 to D30, but for videos, the crucial intervals are much, much shorter. These span seconds rather than days, from the first 3 seconds to 10 seconds to 30 seconds. This similarity underscores why optimizing hook rates is mathematically sensible. With over 35 to 40% of viewers dropping off after the hook, ensuring that a substantial number reach the core message of your video is critical. That's why it makes sense to think of the hook as an activation or tutorial complete for your videos, without which anything else that happens downstream does not matter.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you